Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Gayle, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holding conference call to present and discuss the 9 months 2020 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holdings management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas. I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings, and I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Markos Bitsakos. We will first give you a brief update of the results of the 9 months period of 2020 and an outlook for the rest of 2020. We'll later have time for your questions. For those of you who sit in front of a PC, you can browse the IR segment of our corporate webpage, quest.gr, and download all relevant information, including our corporate presentation. Now we'll give the microphone to Mr. Markos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Markos Bitsakos, Quest Group CFO. Having our economy for the second time this year in an almost freeze mode due to the COVID-19 lockdown, I'm happy to share with you all that Quest Group, on a consolidated level, continued during third quarter to deliver positive results, demonstrating remarkable resilience against the overall gloomy economic environment. Quest Group, over the last 3 months, managed to overperform in all its sectors and to cover any weak performance caused from the first general lockdown last spring. Going into the numbers for the 9 month period, consolidated revenue reached 481 million euros, boosted by 20% versus last year. This significant sales growth against the economic trend was driven by all of our companies, with the IT product sector being the sales locomotive, contributing 75% of the sales growth. EBITDA increased its growth pace from 6% in the first half of the year to 9.4%. Our EBT, earnings before tax, grew by 10%, and lastly, earnings after tax and non-controlling interest decreased by 53%. The 2020 EBT and earning after tax include extraordinary costs incurred in the postal services sector during the spring lockdown of more than €1 million, as well as a donation related to COVID of 0.5 million euro. On the contrary, 2019 EBT and earning after tax were boosted by 1.4 million extraordinary profits, which means that on a like-for-like comparison, 2020 organic results are even higher than the reported ones. Now, as far as the decrease in earnings after tax and non-controlling interest, for those of you that haven't been informed by the relative announcements our company has already done, this is due to a one-off 5% taxation imposed to the mother company, Quest Holdings, for the recently made retained profit capitalization of 211 million euro. This capitalization allowed the company to offset retained losses of approximately 164 million euros, all of it derived from impairments and related provision throughout the severe 10-year financial crisis in Greece. As a result, Quest Holdings is now more flexible to freely distribute dividends to its shareholders. Now, the group net debt was 11.6 million euro compared to 13.9 million euro net debt on the respective period of last year, and 24.7 million euro net cash in December 19. This difference between December 19 to December 2020 is due to the typical seasonal higher working capital requirements of the period under discussion, plus the investment made by ACS for its new central hub under construction. Now let me pass over back to Alexandros to give you a sector overview.
Thank you, Marco. Now diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the IT product segment consisted of four companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, and Quest Online, continued to grow by almost 30% at the sales level. EBIT improved by 1.4 million, which is a 32% year-over-year growth. And at this point, I should highlight that last year's EBIT was augmented by an extraordinary profit of almost 1.4 million. Excluding this extraordinary impact in 2019, the nine-month 2020 EBIT has almost doubled year-over-year. IT services sector, consisting of Unisystems and its subsidiaries, also improved by 10% in sales and by 30% in EBT, assisted by the reduction of financial costs and D&As. Postal services, which is ACS, grew by 11% in sales and 4.5% in EBT. At this point, I should add that during lockdown periods where demand for online delivery surged, ACS gets into extraordinary expenses which usually squeeze profitability margins. At the same time, ACS has significantly increased its volume capacity by more than 50% than last year and continues to invest in new infrastructures and resources, most profoundly the new hub, which will be ready by the end of 2021. Electronic payments, which is CardLink, matched last year 9-month sales, while EBT shrank by almost 56%. Main reason for this is the new agreement with the banks, which we have already explained in the past, plus the COVID-19 effect. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales grew by 45%, while EBT climbed by 73% on a year-over-year basis, mainly due to the acquisition of 13.5 megawatts power in total within 2019. These results include a one-off negative provision of about $500,000 for possible extraordinary tax impact. The total installed base as of now is 26.2 megawatts. Now let me pass over to Mr. Yorlandis to give his view on the group's outlook.
Good afternoon from him too. I'm Apostolos Yorlandis, Quest Group CEO. As you all know, the COVID-19 pandemic and all relevant measures taken by the Greek authorities have created an unprecedented economic environment, as in most of the world, and we all hope that as soon as possible this situation will be in the past. During the first quarter, our businesses were only slightly affected by the pandemic. The beginning of the second quarter was difficult initially, especially during April. However, after the gradual lift of the restrictions, we have experienced a much better than expected top-line improvement, covering some of the lost space. Finally, we have seen a strong third quarter, which outpaced our profitability shortfalls of the second quarter. Today, even being at the middle of the second lockdown, we are more optimistic for the last quarter of the year, and we estimate that in total, 2020 will end up higher in sales, EBITDA and EBT lines compared to the last year. More explicitly, we estimate a double-digit sales growth and a high single to low double-digit growth for EBITDA and EBT. Going in more detail per sectors, regarding the first sector, which is the IT products and the companies InfoQuest, iSquare, Einstorm and Quest Online, this was group most severely affected segment during the second quarter and the sector with the highest organic sales growth during this year, as Mr. Bisakko mentioned. The negative effect from the lockdown was less than initially expected, whereas once the lockdown was lifted, we observed a surge in demand for electronic and technology products, which continues during the third quarter. Our e-commerce platform, Quest Online, benefited from the effects of the pandemic, and the iPhone 12 launch delay affected only slightly third quarter sales. Going forward to the last quarter, this will be negatively influenced by the new lockdown measures imposed since the start of November and also from the delay of the new iPhone. We will try to overcome this delay during the last month of the year, whereas we expect that the sales of the retail channel will also do better this time during the second lockdown. For the second sector, which is the IT services, this sector is estimated not to be influenced in the midterm, given its high backlog of projects, which in the moment exceed more than 260 million, as well as the continued trend for IT and digital transformation solutions. For the third sector, which is the postal services and ACS, We see that the demand for the B2C courier services, which is regards mainly parcels, increases significantly during this year, especially during the 9 months, in contrast to the plain postal services, which regards mainly envelopes, where the demand decreases while the lockdown accelerates these trends. The surge in e-commerce parcel volumes led to extraordinary costs in order to upgrade rapidly operational and last mile delivery capacity to accommodate the extra volume. These extraordinary costs adversely impacted ACS profitability during the second quarter. However, during the third quarter, the company has managed to streamline these costs while stabilizing at higher level of demand and achieve previous margin levels at higher revenues. By the end of the third quarter, the company also managed to reach a higher profitability than last year. Going forward, the current lockdown, assisted by Black Friday, has already started to overload the already upgraded capacity of the company. ACS sales are expected to further rise. However, the new wave of extraordinary expenses associated with peak volumes may affect profit during the last quarter. However, we consider this as an investment again, like we did back in the second quarter, which will improve returns in the medium to long term for the company. Regarding the fourth sector, which is electronic payments and carling, carling experienced a double-digit year-over-year fall in profitability during the 9 months due to the new agreement with the banks and the lockdown. However, medium to long term, the outlook of the company is positive since the post-COVID-19 habits seem to favor the use of cards and electronic payments against cash. Finally, for the renewable energy production and Quest Energy, we see no disruption in the production and distribution of solar energy. Therefore, we estimate for the 9 months that the month-to-month cost will continue till the end of the year, while we estimate that already taking provisions for extraordinary taxation are adequate for the whole year. We could say that in the long term, the prevailing perception is that most of the sector of Quest Group, in which Quest Group operates in, like technology, e-payments, e-commerce, parcel deliveries, etc., will benefit from the effects of the pandemic. Finally, the group's cash position is solid, having an overall cash and available credit lines of more than 150 million, which enables the continuation of its growth investment strategy. I will pass now to Alexandros to continue.
Okay, that was our brief overview for the 9 months. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question is from the line of Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, gentlemen, and congratulations for your set of results. I have three questions, if I may. The first two ones refer to the IT retail sector. You mentioned the delay of the launch of the new iPhone and, in general, the new Apple products and their possible effect into 2020 sales. Taking into consideration that Q3 was exceptionally strong and 9 months as well, do you see that delay in sales taking place in Q4, or it would be rather mitigated in 2021? That's the first question regarding Apple products. The second one has to do with the e-commerce. If you could quantify the contribution of you, your electronic site, in total IT retail products sales. And the third one has to do with your cash flow and your balance sheet, taking into consideration that during previous years, if I recall well, the last 2-3 years, your net debt position after 9 month results turned into net cash in the full year results. Do you expect this to happen in 2020 as well, or we will remain in a net debt position? That's the third question. And a fourth one, if I may, if you could quantify, taking into consideration that we have entered Q4, your full year CapEx guidance. I remember that during H1 results conference calls, you had mentioned a figure around 16 million euro. taking into consideration that no further acquisitions on solar energy parks would take place in Q4. Would we stick with that, or there will be an update on the CapEx? Thanks a lot.
Okay, Yanni, thank you for your questions. I'll answer the first two, and then Mr. Bitsakos will follow. So first of all, regarding the IT products and the iPhone delay, as we've already said, the IT product sales during the 9 months are 30% higher than they were last year. What we mean by being affected during the delay of iPhone is that the trend may decelerate, which means it will be, the increase may be less than 30%. But again, it will be double-digit higher than it was last year. Now, part of the sales of the new iPhone will be done during the last quarter, and we estimate that part of what used to be sold during last year's quarter will be sold during the first quarter of the next year. Now, as far as the U.GR is concerned, the contribution of U.GR in the whole IT products segment mix is about 10%. And what we see, of course, is that online sales are double-digitally higher than they were last year, especially after the April and the COVID effect. Now, Marcos, could you?
So, Mr. Kalogeropoulos, as far as the net debt is concerned, you correctly remarked that throughout the last at least 3 years, we see a positive turnaround on cash flow during the last quarter of each year. So usually every fourth quarter we experience this improvement on working capital, which is also estimated to happen this year, however in a slower pace than last year. And why is that? The net debt is going to be affected due to specific reasons such as the upcoming 10.7 million dividend distribution, a possible acquisition of 3.5 million in a new photovoltaic park, the continuation of the ACS hub investment, and the payment of the second tax installment of 2.7 million euros for the capitalization of the reserves. All those amounts that I referred to were not existing, let's say, last year. So what I can assume from all this, that the goal is to achieve a relatively slight positive net cash, if not a small net debt. It would be around a zero-sum game.
Okay.
Is this answering the question about net debt?
Yeah, okay. And have you got an update on your CapEx guidance?
Yes.
Apart from the 16 million that you had mentioned during H1 results conference call?
Yes, of course. If you see our announcements for the 9 month period, we have already spent a capex of 16.5 million euros for the first 9 months. Out of this, 71% referred to ACS for the construction of its new central hub. We estimate that for the entire year, CAPEX and new investment could be in the range of 24 to 28 million euros, taking into account what I just mentioned earlier about a new photovoltaic park and the continuation of the ACS hub investment.
And how much of the total 30 million for the new ACS hub would remain for 2021? To be spent in 2021?
One moment. Hi, John.
I mean, out of the
overall, look, the overall, this is not a very, I mean, the overall capex for the hub was about 31, 32 million. We have done today more than, I believe, more than half.
So it's fair enough to assume that the rest, the 16 million, would be spent in 2021?
Our goal is to do it as quickly as possible, but you have time constraints regarding the construction of buildings and all the rest. Therefore, we estimate that maybe 18 million will be this year and 12 million, let's say, next year, if I would like, or 18 million and 13 million next year. Something like that, I would say, is the best guess today.
Okay.
That's regarding only AACS new building, okay?
Okay. That's very helpful, thank you. And do you have a maintenance CAPEX that runs for the group for on an annual basis?
Yes. This we call it running CAPEX.
Okay, running
maybe
CAPEX.
Maybe we heard this in the past, which is basically maintenance CAPEX. This is relatively low, as we mentioned in the past. This is historically, and for this year, is of the order of, let's say, between 3 and 5 million, approximately, let's say, 4 million.
Okay.
So out of the numbers that Mr. Bitsakos has mentioned of 24 to 28 million, about 4 million is the running CAPEX. The remaining is basically CAPEX which will are intended to fuel future growth. Growth CAPEX, we call it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
The next question is from the line of Paraskos Dimitrios with Zotos. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to set two questions. One which has to do with POS, and I would like to know what are the projections for the gross and the net margin under normal conditions. Okay, and the second question has to do with the amount which has to do with goodwill, which comes to, let me see it, 32 million. Wouldn't it be wiser to depreciate it, to amortize it, instead of keeping it at this level? This could save you money for taxation, which has to do with taxation, and cash flow, you won't have an effect on your cash flow. Thank you.
Okay, this is Apostolos Georgantzis. Regarding the first question, which is electronic payments and carling, this year, as we said several times in previous quarter announcements, is that it's, let's say, an intermediate year for carling, because it has the start of the new contract with the banks, which are the main clients for the company, as well as it has some, let's say, discounts for the banks according to this new agreement, which will be waived off next year. Therefore, we expect next year, this is going to be, let's say, a transitory year for carling, and we expect next year that the margins will improve as well as sales. In the normal course of business, we see that the margins, the EBITDA margins of the company, to be between 30 and 35%, probably to 35%, and the profitability to be of the size around 15% or maybe even higher. So we believe that next year we're going to see, assuming that there is no continuation or strong continuation of the COVID effects, carling to, let's say, do much better in all three lines, sales, EBITDA, and profitability. I'll pass now to Marcos Bitsakos regarding the second question.
Okay. Regarding the question about goodwill, allow me, first of all, to analyze the 32 million euros goodwill. Close to 17 million euros out of the 32 is the goodwill for Carling. When we first made the acquisition of Carling back in 2015, 3.8 million euros concern ACS, close to 5 million euros I Square, and 6.4 million euros the goodwill of Quest Energy. Now, what happens about your question? Unfortunately, goodwill cannot be amortized, as you suggested, according to the international standards, the IFRS. you cannot amortize goodwill. The only thing that you are obliged to do every year is to conduct an impairment test. And believe me that these impairment tests are conducted every year. We are very strict on the rules that we apply on this. And of course, our auditors have scrutinized always the impairment test. All of the companies that I just mentioned have results that that give us, let's say, a valuation high above the goodwill that Quest has in its book. What we have done, wherever we can choose, let's say, another method. For example, Quest Energy. Quest Energy had at first an amount of 22 or 23 million euros as a goodwill. In consultation with our auditors, we split this amount and we have only 6.4 left as a goodwill, and the rest, 60 million euros, are now in our balance sheet as intangible assets that are amortized every year according to the contract of each photovoltaic park. So, is this answer to your question?
Mr. Paraskos, can you hear us?
Okay, yeah. I thought that it could be amortized. I didn't know that. Sorry. I'm not sure.
Not goodwill. All the other intangible assets, such as brand name, etc., you can amortize it. You can make depreciation.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Gonomopoulos Yanis with Eurobank. Please go ahead.
Good evening. This is Yanis Economopoulos from Eurobank, and I would like to ask him something going forward after COVID. Is there any sector or any investment opportunity that is appealing to our group? I'm trying to imagine what will be our next steps, our next successful steps. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Apostolos Georgantis. I will answer that. Maybe some of it is already known. Our strategy in general is to move forward to investments that will improve, let's say, profit margins. We've done that in the past, but this is a continuous strategy. Therefore, we took a decision to enter the clima sector, which regarding air conditioning. Which we believe that has growth potential as higher margin than the IT wholesale sector, while it has the same commercial channel, such as the extension, the retail channel, and actually it is an extension to the IT wholesale sector as an adjacent business sector. We've made some announcements regarding the recent announcement about the distribution, uptake of the distribution of green products in Greece. Greece is the worldwide, the largest Chinese company, very large in air conditioning, actually is the largest manufacturer of air conditioning worldwide. This is to yard this direction. Furthermore, as it has been already announced, we have signed since the beginning of the year an MOU with the company called YET Dimitriou regarding the participation of our group in YET's restructuring. YET is the official distributor of Toyotomi air conditioning equipment in Greece. The restructuring process, however, takes time and is still pending. We hope that possibly during the next couple of months we could see a progress in this case, and this progress could be the agreement, let's say, with the creditors, because it's a case that would go in the restructuring according to the clause 106B. It will then have to be approved by the court. Therefore, We expect also this to be able to we will be able to participate in this company about the mid of the next year. Talking about in total, we believe that these two moves will make us significant players in the climate sector, like we are in the other sectors in which we operate. So this is one of the things that we're looking forward for expanding our business to new sectors. And furthermore, we're viewing continuously possible other investments in our sectors or adjacent sector or new sectors that could lead to an M&A opportunity. Did I answer your question?
Yes, but can I have one more? Is it safe to say that in the future we are thinking, I'm saying thinking, to enter to the white appliance sector as well, following the local tendency of the market? Thank you very much.
Look, the tendency in the market that we see is mostly in the retail part. At the moment, we don't have a general strategy regarding, let's say, entering the white goods, electronic goods. However, we see a particular sector that would make interest, such as the clima, like we did. We might do something, but there is nothing, not something yet decided to that. To that at the moment.
Thank you very much for the answers.
We have a follow-up question from Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, I forgot to ask it before. When do your contracts with Apple and Xiaomi on the IT product, retail product sector expire? Thank you.
Well, these contracts are rolling contracts, and they are, the duration are for 1 or 2 years every time. But since we have some experience in this, we're doing we have this partnership for many years now. You know, our partnership with these companies is very deep. We're not just distributors; we are value-added distributors. So that means that we do part of their job here in Greece. And we don't think that it's very easy to stop this partnership even when the contracts expire. So we assume that the partnership will be here in the long term.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Thomopoulos Adonis with Alpha Trust. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the presentation. May you please repeat the amount of the distribution?
Can you talk higher because we don't hear you, please? A little bit louder.
Thank you for the presentation. May you please repeat the amount of the distribution?
You mean the dividend?
The capital return.
It's 10.7 million euros. This is the gross amount.
All right, thank you.
Which goes for 0.30 euro or 30 euro cents per share.
All right, thank you.
This is yet to be decided, however. And next week we have the extraordinary general meeting in order for this to be decided.
All right.
So probably it will happen early next month, which is next month starts as of next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgadzis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. As a closing, we would like to thank you all for your participation and wish you to be well and healthy during this challenging situation. We wish you to have also a nice afternoon. Thank you.